thank you so much for joining us again for Relevant Talk with Athalia Monet. Today we have astrologer, clairvoyant, and author of Rippling Waves, Anthony Teresi. Hi, Anthony. How are you doing today?
I'm doing fine. Thank you for having me on.
Thank you so much. So, Anthony, can you give us a little bit about your background?
Well, I am a psychic, musician, astrologer, author, healer, metaphysician, tarot card reader, spiritual devotee, and cosmologist. Would you like me to go on?
No, you do a lot. That's impressive. So you mentioned that you, you're a musician and a metaphysician. So how did you transition from music to clairvoyant to author?
Well, actually, I was aware of my clairvoyant abilities as a young boy in my home. I grew up in a home. I'm a fourth generation clairvoyant psychic. And I grew up in that atmosphere. So it was a natural ability that was honed from a very young age. My mother and grandmother and great grandmother all had the gift. And so I would do things like, you know, tell my mother that my aunt was going to call in 10 minutes and the phone would ring and everybody would laugh. And so I was not meant to really feel, you know, weird about it. In either case, as I grew up, music became my love, and I started off into that direction, playing. And much to my surprise, becoming a musician employs major psychic skills. In order to actually be part and one with the music, it really is a psychic process. Not many people realize that. So that was developed in that regard. And the farther I got into music, it took, and we're talking in years now, it took me about 18 years or so to master my instrument. That is where I could play without thinking about it, just whatever my creative will was expressing. I began to realize the healing properties in vibration. And I began getting inspiration to create different kinds of one of a kind instruments of vibration. And I entered into the healing aspect of that when I realized that these instruments were able to affect people's individuals' health conditions. So that led and on into becoming a full-time psychic as time went on. But as far as metaphysician, the study of metaphysics, that has been a parallel development all along the way. When I first started, there wasn't a lot of material. Of course, since the internet, there's been an explosion of material. And these two things developed side by side in my life. And they've really taken up pretty much all of my waking hours, with the exception of my family.
So what type of music do you play?
Well, now I'm actually retired from music, but I did play all kinds. But during the time that I was active, I played all styles of music to make a living, obviously. Mm-hmm. But it was a time of great creative explosion. One of the most impactful kinds of music that I played was, at the time, jazz and jazz fusion and different kinds of rhythmic energies. But it was more the process. There was a high value placed on spontaneous improvisation and the ability to do that. And I came to find out in a more mystical way that spontaneous improvisation is the very act by which the world and all that we know is created. That's what the creator uses, and we just emulate that.
Right.
So again, that was a great awakening for me when I realized that. But I moved on from music because I wanted to have more of a healing impact. And then I moved on from healing because I wanted to have more of a personal impact. And all of this I've detailed in my book in terms of the kinds of experiences that I've had being privileged to experience different dimensions.
Great. So with that being said, can you give us an overview of Rippling Waves and what it's about?
Sure. Rippling Waves is a book that reveals step-by-step the levels of consciousness that there's five chapters. Transformational consciousness, transcendent consciousness, cosmic consciousness, divine consciousness, and universal unity consciousness.
Okay.
These levels of consciousness require, as steps to achieve, one that leads into the other. It isn't necessarily a linear or step-by-step process. I mean, they could all be happening simultaneously in various degrees. But the book details the search for meaning within the cosmos and the higher dimensions. But more importantly, it also details the search for one's inner light, one's truth of self, one's identity in the most authentic sense. Because without knowing that, and without coming to terms and resting within the heart and soul of that, really can't know anything else.
Right.
So, I mean, that's a short synopsis. I don't think we have enough time for me to go into every chapter, but which I would love to do.
Right.
but that's an overview. But I mean, it's a very it stretches the mind out, and if someone is looking for a way in which to expand their own consciousness, I guarantee you by reading this book and just meditating on the visuals that it presents, I believe that you'll be happy with the result.
I'm sure. And Anthony, how does Rippling Waves relate to people who's not interested in spirituality or self-improvement?
Well, there are people out there who don't really care about such things. So I would say to them that they would find it curious in terms of perhaps a sense of fantasy or imagination, even though it's not based on that at all. I'm looking, quite frankly, I'm looking for people or individuals who feel disenfranchised from their religion or from spiritual process because they haven't found any real truth or real deliverance in terms of that sort of inner experience. Rippling Waves is a highly spiritual book that is not religious in the truest sense of the word. It doesn't conflict with religion. It really is centered around finding the source of love that animates all things and all beings. So if you're not interested in religion or metaphysics, most people are interested in themselves, and they are interested in finding that love within themselves. I can attest to this after having done well over 50,000 readings, that the one major motivating source more than anything else that I've ever dealt with in one way or another is, how do I find love?
Right. And how do you find within yourself first and foremost?
Because if it's not existing in you, you can't relate to it in the world.
Exactly.
And I make that point too, quite often through the book, that a saying that I use, it's not my saying, but I think it comes from a 14th century mystic. And it sort of points up what the book is about. The saying goes as such: what you are looking for is what is looking. And the way this saying comes about is that this spiritual leader, his followers come to him and they say, "Master, tell us where we can find enlightenment. Where can we find spiritual truth?" And he looks at them and smiles and tells them that statement: what you are looking for out there in the world is what is looking, which is what is already in you. Mm-hmm. And that's what the book is based about.
Awesome. So would you say that your book, The Rippling Waves, relate to today's culture and the current, like the current affair, the current state affair that the whole world is in right now?
Oh, absolutely. I talk to person after person who feels fearful and apprehensive. They don't know what's going on or what's going to happen. Mm-hmm. The future seems really dark, and you know, they're not really sure who to believe or where truth is, or you know, what to embrace. And the book puts a person in a position to realize that the only real truth is within their own heart. It is comforting from that standpoint. I spoke to a woman last night in UK, and she was very concerned about, you know, what the future held. By the time we were done speaking, I was able to reassure her that whatever happens in the world, it starts from inside of you. If you are a spiritual being, if you are able to connect with that spiritual, not if you are, you are a spiritual being. If you are able to connect with that light and be able to express that, you will never be in harm's way. It will protect you from any and everything. And in that regard, I think it really relates to what's happening now.
Yeah. What is your hope for for Rippling Waves as far as the impact you would like for it to have on individuals or anyone?
My hope is big. I make reference all the way through the book again to the need and the understanding to come together as a people, not as Americans, not as Canadians, but as a people, as mm-hmm. a species, as humanity, mm-hmm. And for the betterment of all beings. My purpose is to do my best to enlighten individuals in terms of the reality that we are all one. And as one, we can accomplish incredible things. Mm-hmm. But because we're so divided at this particular point, it's making it more difficult.
It is making it more difficult. It makes it a little bit more scary because I am one of them people who are uncertain what everything that's currently going on in the world means for any of us.
Yeah, like I said, it's hard to know. We're here in the U.S. and we're getting one message, and I can guarantee you through my own experiences talking to people in other parts of the world, they're getting different messages entirely. So like I said before, truth is at a premium, and it's hard to know where to go to find that in the outer world. Mm-hmm. And you can't really recognize truth in the outer world. Again, not to sound redundant, but you can't recognize truth in the outer world until you know your own authentic inner truth.
Yeah.
I feel positive that something good is going to come out of everything that's going on right now. I know that sounds maybe like a Pollyanna, and I'm not. I'm very realistic about this, but we are faced with a global circumstance, a global situation. Mm-hmm. And I believe it's going to take a global response in order to come to terms with this. That in and of itself, if that has any impact in terms of unifying the 7.5 billion souls on our planet, then I'm hoping for that.
That would be nice. That would be really nice. What do you envision for the future of Rippling Waves?
I'm sorry?
What do you envision for the future of Rippling Waves?
Well, as I said, I hope that it has an individual impact on each person that reads it. I hope they find it inspiring, enlightening, thought-provoking, and I hope it resonates with them in a spiritual way. I also hope with all my heart that it is somehow a part of this movement that is occurring silently and softly, where we see the emergence of a new kind of love for humanity. You don't see it in the news. All you see is death and destruction, of course, mm-hmm. in the news. But there are organizations, over 1,000, quite frankly, that are dedicated to the unification of humanity as one people. And I think that that is the wave of the future. I believe Rippling Waves, beyond a shadow of a doubt, supports that endeavor. And I'm hoping that it becomes a handbook to guide people along their way.
Awesome. Would you say that Rippling Waves is possibly autobiographical?
Possibly.
Autobiographical?
I'm sorry?
Autobiographical.
It's based on my experiences. So in that sense of the word, these are experiences that I've incurred over a lifetime. Mm-hmm. I've put them into story form because some of the experiences that I've had are simply defy word explanations. So I've put them into story form, and it unfolds as a journey that I'm guiding the reader through. Okay. So in the sense that they are my experiences that I'm putting into metaphorical terms for better understanding, it would be autobiographical in that sense. But it's not written as such. It's not written as a memoir. Now, it was suggested that I do that, but I didn't want to do that. I wanted to write it to include the reader as an equal in the journey, so that the reader would feel everything in their own capacity.
That makes sense. Wow. So, Anthony, thank you so much for joining us today. I love the basis of your book and what you've shared with us today. But before we end this interview, is there anything else you would like the audience to know?
Well, anyone can contact me at my site, which is myname.com, anthonytoresi.com. It shows ways to buy my book. It shows other services that I have offering in this day. But I would want to close with saying, don't lose hope. Don't let love seep away caused by fear. There is light at the end of the tunnel, and humanity will find a way to unify and create a better life for all.
Thank you for that. And I hope continued success for you and for Rippling Waves. And thank you so much for joining us today.
Oh, thank you so much for having me. And may I add that your part of this, shows like yours and giving people like myself, for example, a voice, mm-hmm. You're part of this transformation that is occurring in the world. So thank you. I really appreciate your efforts in doing this.
Thank you so much for saying that, because that's my idea for starting Relevant Talk, to have different relevant conversations, some that may not be had it on certain other podcasts, but I wanted to provide through my guest information that will empower and inspire and encourage anyone who's listening. So thank you.
Oh, my pleasure. Again, thank you so much.
You're welcome. Enjoy the rest of your evening, Anthony.
You too.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Thank you.